Did you know most short-term rental hosts are leaving between $75 and $300 on the table every single booking?
We've coached over 1,000 hosts, and we see this with almost every single one. But the good news is, we can show you exactly how to stop leaving money on the table. Inside our upcoming Priced and Profitable Bootcamp, we'll show you the strategy that earns hosts, on average, 20% more revenue.
Training start May 4th, with tickets starting at $49. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp to save your seat now. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
All right, I gotta pause the episode for a second and ask you something. If you're getting bookings right now, but the money at the end of the month never quite adds up to what you're expecting it to add up to, do you know why? Well, here's the thing. Most hosts don't know why. And the truth is, it's not the market, it's not your property, and it's not the platform. When we audit short-term rental businesses, the same things come up time and time again. Hosts are leaving anywhere from $75 to $300 on the table every single booking because they're pricing from gut instead of from data. But here's the good news. It's totally fixable and it doesn't have to be complicated.
That's why we built the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. You get 4 live expert training sessions where we walk you through the complete system behind $1.9 million in monthly bookings, then 2 full weeks of live support while you install it into your actual business, because learning it and using it are 2 very different things. Hosts who implement this system see an average of 20% more revenue. Not from our properties, not from working harder, just from knowing and using their numbers. Training start May 4th and tickets are just $49. If you're serious about growing your STR business this year, head to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp to grab your seat. The link is right there in your show notes. We'd love to see you there.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are Thanks for Visiting.
Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is featuring one of you, our incredible listeners, who are heading on over to strshare.com, sharing everything you can about your property so we can celebrate you here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing HibernationStationNC.com. Love that name. HibernationStationNC.com. This is one of our strategic host members, Janet Allen. And I want to highlight a few things here for all of you listening that you can start working on today that Janet is nailing. Number one, she, for profit reasons, is allowing pets. And she is clearly speaking to travelers that have pets. She has specific dog amenities for them. And she's visually showing that in her listing photos. And she has the cutest pup and then the basket next to it. So she's marketing to those hosts so they can see themselves and their pet staying there. The next thing that I love is on her direct booking site, she is taking advantage of a parent-child listing.
Oh, you know we love that.
Well done, because this large mountain home, during the week, it could appeal to a smaller guest count. Well done there, Janet. And last but not least, really love the way that she's created multiple experiences that are very versatile for year-round entertainment, from a sauna to a hot tub. There's multiple decks. She has a game room for the children, that karaoke. You can see this stuff in all of her photos. She has some guests. You cannot see any of their faces. I really love that. but you can see them enjoying all of these spaces. So she has those lifestyle shots so people can really envision themselves and the way that they would use the space.
And no matter the weather, they have something to do, which is also something that Annette, you and I are thinking a lot about with our glamping site in Ohio. Obviously, it's cold a lot here. And so we're really thinking about how can we make sure even in the cold months, yes, they can go out to the hot tub, but how else can we activate activities and enjoying the property even when it's cold? And I think Janet's done a really good job of highlighting just that.
Most hosts think that if their cleaner did a good job, the property is ready for their next guest. But that's actually where a lot of five-star reviews are lost. Because clean doesn't mean guest ready. And relying on one person to do both, it is where the small details really start slipping.
We've hosted tens of thousands of guests. We manage multiple properties. And this is one of the systems that protects our reviews across every stay.
Today, we're walking you through our exact pre-arrival inspection checklist.
And by the end, you'll know exactly how to implement this in your own business so you stop missing the details that cost you reviews. Let's separate something most hosts combine, cleaning and inspecting.
Your cleaner is responsible for executing the clean. That is a critical role.
But once the clean is done, there is still a second job, everyone. Making sure the home is actually ready for the guest.
That's where the inspector comes in. This is our secret weapon. They verify the clean. They catch anything that was missed during that very hardworking clean that took place. They're going to stage the home and make sure everything functions properly.
Most missed details don't happen because someone didn't care.
They happen because one role was asked to do way too much.
This is the shift from hoping everything is ready to having a system that proves it is.
Mm-hmm. And once you see this, it's hard to unsee.
You'll never go back.
Because the next step is what actually creates that five-star consistency. And inside our business, the inspector is a separate defined role from the cleaner. So with the inspector role, the crossing the fingers are no longer taking place after your cleaner leaves and your guest checks in. Because,
yeah, they are focused on these things: safety, accuracy, presentation, and then functionality of everything in the home so that you're not relying on your guest to tell you if something's broke. I mean, they're paying for the stay. That's not their job.
Mm-hmm. The inspector walks every property after every turnover before the next guest checks in. They are checking the work of the cleaner. They are staging the space just like you like it, solving any small issues on the spot. Without this role, this is where most hosts stay reactive.
Yes. So when you have your inspector, you're going to equip them with a small kit. Okay. We call this our inspector kit. You can call whatever you want. And I arm them with a lint roller, an Allen wrench, tightening the furniture in your home. Today's furniture is not like, unless you've got a bunch of really high quality antiques in your home, I mean, you know how it is. And those things, that they get loose, and if someone sits down in a chair, that's a liability. So tightening your furniture frequently is important. Extra supplies, light bulbs, batteries, magic erasers. I mean, you name it. And what you can do is you can make this kit your own and arm your inspector or ask them to arm themselves with this kit so they have everything they need. I got one of those little carrying cases, and everything that they need to make sure the home is absolutely perfect for guest check-in is on their arm. It's on their person, ready to execute.
Because without this role, you're then relying on guests to tell you what's wrong.
Okay, if you're watching this and realizing that you need to hire an inspector,
you're in luck because we have linked our independent contractor template below for you.
Yeah, use our independent contractor template to set up the role correctly from day one with clear expectations, a clear scope of work so that there is no confusion and you can start that relationship off on the right foot.
Okay, let's walk through the actual checklist.
Obviously, when you create your own inspector checklist, you tailor this to your own property and the way you like things or the way you know your guest likes things and prefers things, okay? When the inspector walks in, they get a different perspective than the cleaner. When the cleaner walked in, everything was everywhere, right? I say that they walk into this mountain and they have to get it back to, you know, that foundation level of being almost guest ready. When the inspector walks in, they see that calm. They see that readiness. And so now they have a clearer view of all the details. So once the clean is done and the inspector goes in, they can start staging. So they are lint rolling the beds. They are tightening the linens. Now, my cleaner does a great job. She makes a bed perfect. But my inspector also just goes through, makes sure the pillows haven't slumped over. They're fluffing the pillows. They're checking for dust, hair, anything amiss. Because remember, they're coming into an already clean place. Their eyes can see those details.
Because this is your first impression moment. It should feel crisp and intentional the second that guest walks in, like they're the first one to stay in your home. Next up, we're gonna go to the kitchen and the supplies. So we are gonna open the refrigerator and the freezer. We're checking for anything that was left behind at all. We're gonna be restocking the coffee, your decaf coffee. Yes, you better have decaf too. Your creamers, your sugars, any dishwashing pods, your trash bags, paper towels, fresh sponge. Make sure all the dish towels and your oven mitts are clean. Pet peeve, checking in and the oven mitts are dirty.
It's disgusting. I also, in the kitchen, the inspector can go in and have the mugs all facing the right way. They can put the jet dry. What is that? What is the name of it in the dishwasher? That like solution that you put in so there aren't spots on the dishwasher. Like that kind of stuff. If your cleaner is a good cleaner, they have other homes to clean. They've got a rockin' business, okay? So they may not have time for those fine-tuned details and making sure the kitchen is crisp and clean and ready for your guests to rock out whatever meal they want to rock out is going to lead to more five-star reviews.
And opening the drawers that have your utensils in it, making sure that wine key is in there, making sure all of the utensils are in there. Every detail matters.
And in today's day and age with short-term rentals, it's not like it was during the Airbnb gold rush of like 2021 to 2023, okay? These days, missing basics immediately impacts trust with your guest, which is why this inspector role will absolutely pay itself and then 10x your value, your perceived value of your property, because you're going to be able to take it to the next level and be the cream of the crop in your marketplace. Okay. Let's move on to the bathroom. So in the bathroom, we're going to check to make sure that we have fresh folded towels, okay? You're going to make sure that the toiletries are all stocked, no hair, no residue, no water spots on your shower curtain or your shower doors. You're going to make sure that all the toiletries are filled to the top. I hate it when I go into a short-term rental and like the shampoo is like three quarters of the way down. First of all, it makes me think, okay, someone else I don't know was in the shower. Obviously, that's true, but I don't want to think about that. So whether you give the travel size, a fresh travel size to your guests, or you refill your toiletries, make sure they're filled all the way and they're all wiped down so that they are clean and they don't have soap dripping from them. And that is something your inspector can help you with.
And bathrooms are one of the fastest ways to lose a five-star review. Next and most critical are the safety checks. Mm. This is the backbone of how we operate at Thanks for Visiting. We are testing smoke detectors each and every stay.
Every time.
Checking the fire extinguisher charge. Confirming doors and windows are all locked properly. And making sure the smart lock is not only working, but has extra battery.
So you're starting to get the idea here. So obviously we're gonna do the same thing in the bedroom. We're gonna open up every drawer. We're gonna look under the bed. We're gonna make sure all the hangers are staged and facing the same way. These details matter. If you have any other rooms in your home, you will develop your own inspection checklist for those areas, outdoor areas. If they have access to your basement, making sure that you don't have a creepy, crawly basement, right? If there's the washing machine down there, Annette and I own a townhome together, I make sure that that basement is well lit and it is dusted and clean so that the guests can actually do their laundry down there, which is an amenity that we offer, and feel comfortable doing it. So the inspection checklist is not just a box to check. It is your responsibility as an operator to make sure, yes, the home is clean and the details are there, but like Annette was just sharing with you, all the safety elements have been checked for your guests, okay? Once all that is done, your inspector can then do a full functional walkthrough of the home. So they're checking lights and light bulbs, the appliances, right? Is the ice maker working? Is the fridge on? If it's wintertime, is the heat at an appropriate level? If it's summer, is the AC kicking? Is the Wi-Fi working? I'll also have them turn on the TV, check to make sure we offer Netflix as one of our amenities. If the Netflix starts, that means the Wi-Fi is operational too. We don't have any issues there. Now, obviously, things can happen between the inspector leaving and the guest arriving, but that is why we do the inspection before guest arrival to minimize that. You don't want the inspector coming in and then having all these days where there's no guest there. So if you're in your slower season, you might even want to come back and make sure nothing has happened during vacancy.
So anything a guest might try to use, we test it before they do. And if your property does have additional amenities, those need to be a part of your inspection checklist too. We're checking, is the hot tub clean? Is it heated? Is it locked? Is it ready to go? Is the fire pit stocked and safe? Outdoor spaces, are they clear of debris? Is the furniture clean? Is it positioned properly?
I will say that is one thing that even top hosts let slide is the outdoor area. Mm-hmm. We'll check into these really well-reviewed homes, and the outdoor area has like leaves all piled up in the corner, and you can tell the seats haven't been wiped down in how long. So if you're going to be top tier, right? And have every detail attended to before that guest check-in. Okay, so, and then finally, what the inspector can do for you is really earn you additional revenue, additional perceived value, and repeat guest. And that is the final guest ready touches, like a welcome card, not only with the guest name handwritten on there, but something about their stay that is unique to why they're coming. So for my team, it's not just like this pre-written note and we just write Susie at the top. No, it's like, Susie, we're so excited for you to come into town and visit your daughter at OSU. If you need any recommendations for you guys to have a lunch together this weekend, let us know. We'd be happy to help. Right? Like that. Now I'm getting my guests' attention, and they can see that I really care about their stay. I also like our inspectors to set our lights intentionally. So whether the guest is arriving late at night or not, we put on a light outside so that when they walk the front door, they have a well-lit pathway. And then think, when they're in the home, that's their first time in the home. They don't know where the light switch is. So give them a pathway to not hurt themselves, but also it sets the mood. It looks cozy. It feels good. You want to make sure the home feels ready, not just clean.
And this is where hospitality really, really shows up.
Yeah. None of these are big things on their own,
but together, they're what separate a 4-star stay from a 5-star one.
Or I will argue a 5-star stay from a 5-star repeat guest, or a 5-star guest who refers you out to all of their friends. This is where most hosts realize they weren't missing one big thing. You're just missing 10 small ones, right? They all add up. Most bad reviews, they don't necessarily come from like giant issues.
They come from something missing, something not working, something that was simply overlooked.
Or if like one small thing happens right when they check in, then every other small thing compounds. And then, you know, hopefully nothing, one big thing does happen. But if it does, you're really cooked, right? This system removes that.
It replaces that guessing with a repeatable process.
And that's what creates consistency across every stay. So now you know what to check and how to structure it. So this is your call to action. If you don't yet have a dedicated inspector to your property, now's the time. And we get it. Sometimes if you're just starting out, or you need to figure out if this is a role that you can work into your profit and loss statement, your P&L, okay, do it. Have the inspector go through every 2 weeks, right? Get started in building out a system where your business is not on the back of your cleaner, or where we have it still where we have clients who, you know, their cleaner leaves them, or the cleaner can't stay as long as they usually can because then they're clean to do and they feel so strapped and they're not actually in the market in which they are hosting. This gives you another layer of support and just adds peace and calm to your life as well when you have boots on the ground in your market where you're hosting and leveling up your property. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Before you go, if you're making over $100,000 a year from your short-term rental properties, this is specifically for you. The Priced and Profitable Bootcamp is coming up on May 4th, and it's a completely new format this time. So even if you've been before, you need to be at this one, and you need to be a VIP. Because here's what we know with certainty after working with thousands of high-performing hosts just like you, you're most likely leaving anywhere from $75 to $300 on the table every single booking. At your volume, that is not a small number. That's potentially tens of thousands of dollars a year. The top earning hosts who implement what they learn in this bootcamp see an average 20% more revenue, not from adding more properties or hustling harder, but from knowing their numbers and using them to drive bookings and maximize profits.
In 4 live training sessions, we teach you the exact system behind 1.9 million in monthly bookings. And when you join us as a VIP, you get expert eyes on your actual property, your portfolio, and your specific market. Because VIP includes private Q&As and live pricing clinics where we work directly on your numbers with you. We don't just teach you the system, we help you apply it to your business. If you are serious about growing your STR business this year, join us as a VIP. Head to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp to grab your seat. The link is right there in your show notes. VIP tickets are only $149 and the training starts May 4th. We cannot wait to see you there.